The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
Elon Musk and X are once again making big promises. The announcement that they want to become the new YouTube. X announced that it's going to launch a new video app that will allow users to see video options from the social media site on smart televisions.
Awesome. I love YouTube, by the way. I've really become a YouTuber.
Yeah, tons of fun. I mean, there's so much content.
Oh, tons.
Yeah, just watching random. And then I really liked her algorithm. Or maybe this is probably famous last words, but it'll take me into some cool stuff that I would never watch. And maybe this sounds sad, but like I'll watch old TV shows with the commercials in them. Because it's a time machine, dude.
It is a time machine. You're right. It is. It's endless. Doesn't it seem endless to you?
Yes.
It really does. I mean, it definitely reminds me of that SNL sketch where they're like, and when you get to the end, it just wraps around to the beginning because it's not the end. Like, that was how Netflix used to be. There was like,
it's cool.
That algorithm on YouTube, when I'm using it, because of my history, is curated, but not remotely like what Netflix and all the other ones are doing, where they're giving us basically a set menu.
Yes, it is.
And spinning it around and making you feel like you have options, but it's all going back to the same.
It's your vegetables, a game.
Where like YouTube, you can go forever on a path of history or science or sports or movies, and I love it.
It's great. So he wants X to become
a video platform.
There is an app in development right now. And it's a new concept, and they're not saying when it'll be available, just saying soon. And the idea would be that it would be video content, and most smart televisions would be able to have it. Because that's the one thing also about smart televisions is that, you know, you can have YouTube on your television and you can just go ahead and scroll through that. It doesn't have to just be on your phone or your tablet.
That's where I watch it.
There's a lot of video on X. It's in small clips.
Yeah, it's just snippets. Those little reels and that kind of thing. This is basically going after the larger, like, hey, you want to watch, like you said, Jeff, like an hour-long show, then here you go, as opposed to like those little bite contents that they have now. Bite content is going to change for TikTok. The Senate approved a House bill that would essentially either make ByteDance, the Chinese parent company that owns TikTok, sell off their U.S. operations or face a ban here in the United States. Now, about 170 million Americans use the media app. And the whole thing has been, oh my gosh, it's a threat to national security because you have this Chinese owned and based company data harvesting all of this stuff from our private citizens. And so this is, you know, the government trying to say, hey, we're just looking out for you and all this stuff. I just still don't understand the national security. You know, I mean, like, unless you have somebody who's like the head of the Pentagon.
There's more to it,
TikTok,
Molly. There's more to it. I mean, look at the comparison of how they use it in China versus here. You know, there it's educational stuff. Here it's dancing. Eating Tide Pods. I mean, it's that. It's damaging to us. It really is to people.
There is something about the harvesting of stuff because, like, okay, my husband has a work phone. And because of that, he doesn't have certain apps on his phone. And I do think that that's interesting, that there are things that have been, like, flagged where it's like, nope, like, there, if you want to have a burner phone or if you want to do this on, you know, like your tablet or something, that's fine. But like, you can't have that on your phone. I always think that's interesting.
It's funny that we make so much, you know, hay about TikTok and then no one paid attention. Last Friday, they signed the Reforming Intelligence and Securing America Act. It's the bill that they did after 9/11 that gives them warrantless, endless power to monitor all of your stuff. Uh-huh. We just wrote a new bill that is literally the civil liberty guys are like, dude, it's over. It's over. They can do whatever they want, whenever they want. They can monitor your phone, listen to the, you know.
They just don't want China to do it.
For our own security.
Yeah. Yeah. A year. That doesn't
Again,
make sense.
Back to TikTok.
Well,
go to sleep, people.
Megan Thee Stallion is being sued by a former cameraman for harassment and creating a hostile work environment.
It sounds like P. Diddy stuff. Remember?
Yeah, it's sort of creepy. So this guy is saying that he was trapped in a vehicle and was forced to watch Megan have relations with another woman.
How could you be forced?
Exactly. I don't get it.
I don't know. Like, unless you're sound, like in a two-seater.
I mean, I'm sure the guy probably has a terrible story and we're not being sympathetic, but like,
forced
when it's
to
a
watch.
Guy, a guy's like, I was forced to watch a woman make love to another woman. Isn't that the story? She was with a gal?
Yes.
Yeah, she was with a gal, but I mean, I don't...
Yes.
Oh, that's not his thing. Yeah, that would definitely be a hostile work
I mean, it's not like they work at a bank, right? He's an assistant to a celebrity.
Yeah. There's still protections. It's still...
Well, maybe he was... Maybe she thought that he was there for protection, just in case she ravaged her, and he can put a
maybe
stop to it.
Maybe he was supposed to be the cameraman.
That's the first thing I thought. Maybe she's into being filmed. You know.
Sounds like a tight vehicle.
He claims that he was also fat shamed.
You got him?
Treated differently by Megan Thee Stallion and told not to speak about what he witnessed.
We like to call that a car wash. When everybody gets down inside the vehicle.
Keep going.
Dirty Steve and the boys had themselves a car wash. Megan Thee Stallion.
So he was fat shamed too. Okay.
Using that sauce.
You sound so callous. Look at you.
Oh,
okay.
I'm fat shamed every day by you, Molly.
Whatever.
So whatever.
What's
know.
That?
You're not
that
fat shamed by me.
Hottie sauce.
Oh, yeah, the hottie sauce.
That you had bounce suck off your finger.
Oh, that was weird.
There you go.
I'll never get that out of my mind.
Another Megan Thee Stallion.
Right.
Yeah.
Wasn't
that
what was
that
it? A dipping sauce?
Yeah, it's some dipping sauce or something.
It's finally a dipping sauce you can use as lube.
Yeah. Maybe, hey, she had some hottie sauce with her. Who knows?
Caitlin Clark is reportedly worth nearly $30 million with the deal that she signed with Nike. Contract will be the richest ever signed by a female basketball player.
Isn't she, though, at peak famous? I mean,
sort of I don't know. Did you see, though?
I mean, are you going to watch all of her WNBA games?
No, maybe I might watch one or something. I don't watch WNBA. But did you see that that Nike's laying off like 800 people during all this? They just announced this morning, 800. I'm sure they're like, hey, how much was her contract for? $30 million, you said?
Yeah.
Jeez.
8 year. It's like worth nearly $30 million. 8 years, $28 million. And then she reportedly received a $16 million offer from Under Armour and a $6 million offer from Adidas, but obviously Nike won. The deal promises that she'll get a Caitlin Clark signature shoe.
Okay. So every kid would want that, right?
They're firing 740 people.
Yeah.
That's too bad. But, I mean... I guess
but
that's
Caitlin
the
gets paid.
Business. Big Party Show.
Oh, new Taylor Swift. Oh, yes. That's with Post Malone, Fortnite. That's that one. Hey, if you didn't know this, we're giving away a trip, right? We're teaming up with Funplex Water Parks and Rides. And we're going to send you and a buddy out to go see Taylor Swift at Wembley Stadium. That's in London.
Foggy London Town in June?
Yes, June 22nd is the show. And that includes flight, accommodations. I think it's like $250 spending cash or something like that. And then also two tickets to see Taylor as well.
I love it.
Yeah. Just go online at channel941.com.
That's it. You can do it every day. Get your name in the hat.
Thank you, Funplex.
Yeah. Funplex. I love Funplex. I can't wait till that opens up. You need to join me this year. It's all about cabana life. It really is there.
Did you do the new cabana, though, the double-decker?
I didn't do the double-decker. I did the bigger ones.
It's like renting an Airbnb.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's nice, you guys.
That's huge.
It's got a ceiling fan in there. It keeps you out of the sun. It's worth it. It is worth it. There's nobody around you. You got your own thing. And then the beauty about those cabanas, the ones that you're talking about, what we had, The lazy river goes right in front of it. So you can just dip right in like it's yours.
Whenever you need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oops.
Oops.
Time to start doing that.
Time never to swim.
Never like, trust
time
a fart.
To start watching your pool etiquette when you're like, I don't think I've seen him go to the bathroom all day.
And I've seen him drink but a lot.
He's drinking.
People are watching.
Either he's got a swim diaper on or we're all swimming in it.
Yeah. Remember we had that little pool when we were on that dive trip? Remember that little pool the final day?
Uh-huh.
That had the bar by the boat?
Yep, yep.
Remember making that decision, being in there like, I should probably get out.
But it's a hassle. Everyone does it.
I think men pee in the pool way more than women do, don't
I
you
do
think?
Too. I do.
For some
is
reason.
Is it an etiquette thing that gals don't do it?
I want to hear that call.
I think
call.
Most men feel like peeing in the pool is no different than peeing by a campfire, like when we're outdoors. We're outdoors.
Yeah.
I am still proud of my kids when we go to a water park and stuff like that. And
then, they run to the bathroom.
Yeah. Okay. They'll come up to me and be like, can I go to the bathroom? I'm like, absolutely. And I am so proud that you think that, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just usually you got to swoop back in and check and be like, do you have to go to the bathroom? Like, they are very much like, I would never pee in a pool. Disgusting.
You got
to
tell them the thing that the water will turn blue all around them.
That's what we grew up with. Yeah. That's what we grew up with. And I remember finally doing it, nervous as hell, that the pool was going to turn blue, and it didn't, and it freed me.
You're like, hey.
I never went to the bathroom ever again.
You're like, ta-da.
He got out. He got another beer, and then he got back in. He drank it.
Uh-huh.
And he drank another. And I haven't seen him.
It's been for 8 hours.
He must have a hollow leg.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. You're like, yeah.
All right, so if you want to win Taylor, thanks again to Funplex. If you want to win this trip to London, just go ahead and go on channel941.com. Get your Big Party Show! Channel 941 with The Weeknd. All right, don't forget about Taylor Swift in London Town right there at Wembley. That's going down in June 22nd to be exact. Got tickets. Airfare, we got the whole shebang. You want to win that, just go to channel94.com and get your name in the hat. Hopefully you can win that thing. Every day, put your name in there. All right, that's it. We're done.
Are you going to grill?
You know, today is supposed to be the best day of the week because it's no wind. The pink moon was pretty cool this morning, I must say. But yeah, maybe I will do some grilling, actually. Why not?
Why not?
Grilling and
too
chilling.
Too windy yesterday. Too windy the day before.
Is your backyard situation all finished?
No, not yet. I'm waiting.
Still a work in progress?
Still work in progress. I'm putting a roof over that deck. It's cool. You'll never let me leave. I'll never leave the house. I'm really will never leave at one given point. That's it.
They're
what are you going to do?
Fully... I feel like I should golf.
You should.
Yeah.
You absolutely should.
It's so bad for the back, though.
You got to stretch.
I've only played twice. I've only played twice this year, and every time my back's like, really, buddy?
Yeah.
You want to play with this thing? Because we'll break.
That's the another stage of old age. So it is. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
Find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.